And now from the politics of gay marriage to more traditional politics, the Democratic presidential candidates face many logistical problems as they campaign. You can't be at a dairy farm in Fond du Lac at the same time you're at an Indian restaurant in Kenosha, to take two actual Wisconsin campaign events held in recent days. So the candidates rely on friends and family members to stand in for them. Who these surrogates are says a lot about the candidates who choose them. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has this report about the surrogates of Democratic frontrunner John Kerry.
For all his talk of unfair Republican attacks and the scorched-earth policy of rival candidates, it seems like there's always someone saying something nice about John Kerry.
I've always seen John Kerry as Seabiscuit.
Well, my boat crew and I are here because we love, honor, and respect Senator John Kerry. We believe in him, and we believe that he'll make a great president.
The thing about my father that has impressed me the most, there really is a conviction in his gut of the fact that there's not good things happening to this country or this world right now. He's always thinking of solutions. He's always listening. He's always trying to make sure that, you know, he's not just reacting, but he's really looking long term.
That last bit of praise came from Vanessa Kerry, who represents the most traditional category of surrogate, family member. Kerry has also been relying on another type of family, a group of Vietnam vets he refers to as a band of brothers. One is Del Sandusky.
In January to April of 69, Lieutenant Kerry was our boat officer, and we were with him when he got his Silver Star, his Bronze Star, and two of his Purple Hearts. My crew was one of the most highly decorated in Vietnam for, you know, six people in a little bitty riverboat.
Sandusky was Kerry's boat driver on a swift boat which patrolled the Mekong Delta in Vietnam. Yesterday at a VFW hall in Milwaukee, he did what he's been doing all campaign, talking about Kerry's heroism in war and friendship afterwards. Former Georgia Senator Max Cleland falls into two categories of Kerry surrogates. He fought in the same war with Kerry and also served alongside of him in the Senate. After a debate in New Hampshire, Cleland, who lost both legs and an arm in Vietnam, was wheeled into what they call Spin Alley. There he took some time to take the fight to Kerry's enemies, specifically George W. Bush.
He has no understanding of terrorism because he never fought in our war. John Kerry understands it. He's felt the sting of battle, which is why he's ready to end this thing and internationalize Iraq.
Statements like the one from Max Cleland show how Kerry uses surrogates in another way, as attack dogs.
My name is Joe Wilson. My current occupation is public enemy number one.
Wilson is the former ambassador who wrote a New York Times op-ed which challenged President Bush's assertions that Saddam Hussein tried to acquire yellow cake from Niger. Soon afterwards, someone told columnist Robert Novak that Wilson's wife was a CIA employee. Wilson called for an investigation and got it. A grand jury is now looking into the matter. In ways that John Kerry never could, on the trail, Wilson serves as the embodiment of a man both personally and professionally wronged by the Bush administration. Through Wilson, the Kerry campaign can advance issues and attack figures on the right without Kerry himself becoming personally involved.
Ed Gillespie has been a political type since he was a telephone operator at the RNC headquarters as a college student. He has done nothing else. Sean Hannity has done nothing else. I have a history of service to my country. I have a history of service to administrations of the Republican variety and of the Democratic variety.
The other candidates all have surrogates, too. John Edwards' wife has taken a prominent role, as did Hadassah Lieberman and Gert Clark. Howard Dean has been introduced at rallies by ersatz president Martin Sheen, but Kerry is the most well-known and wide-ranging coterie. Good surrogates, you could argue, are probably one factor that made him the front-runner. Of course, you could also argue that it's not too hard to sign up impressive people once you establish yourself as leader of the pack. Everyone wants to come to the aid of the man who might one day hand out cabinet positions, or at least offer you a place to stay on Pennsylvania Avenue. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.